Ooh, look at that. Ooh. Sarcasm. Ooh.
She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's all Hallows Eve.
My name is Donnie, and I love you. Did you know that I was raised by monks? I'm such a big Shih Tzu.
My name is Duncan, and I'm mad at you.
Bark, bark.
I'll give you the side eye. Yeah.
We were pretending to be my dogs. Enjoy Typo Negative in the meantime. Oh, yeah. You like this song?
Sorry. I saw Typo Negative.
Huh?
Yeah, we can't hear ourselves.
Yeah, we have a new setup. We'll tell you about it in a bit. We're like, what to each other. Meanwhile, Pete Steele is serenading us. No. Can you sing with him, then?
Well, yeah, that's fair on
me. Spell on me.
He's a giant elf.
Yeah, he is. A Nordic gothic elf.
Vampire.
Yeah, he should be in Twilight.
Yeah.
Oh, show you the new me. He's like, he's singing about my hair. Now you're black. Black, 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 number four.
Ooh. Are you getting hot?
Oh yeah. Let me take off my cardigan. Giggle, giggle. That's so romantic. Loving you is like loving the dead. Gentlemen, that is how you woo a lady. Alright, that was fun. Welcome to the Preamorous Podcast, you guys. I'm not really Donnie. I'm not really a little Shih Tzu. With a cute nose, unfortunately. Pete Snapper. Very cool. They're like beatniks, Ben. Black, black, number one.
She talking about it.
Okay. So every time I get close to it, you tell me I'm too close.
You're not even looking at it.
Because every time I get too close, it's too close. That's why.
I don't have a limit around this thing, so if you scream, it'll be distorted. Alright. So, their symbol is kind of like hieroglyphic symbol, sort of.
A minus sign?
A minus sign in the circle.
Type omega.
The hieroglyphics have like a minus sign with three dots above it.
Yeah.
Like the third eye vision.
Yeah.
They're missing the eyes, but it's almost the same symbol.
Did you guys know that Pete Steele did a spread for Playgirl magazine? Did you know?
I knew that.
Really? Cool.
Is he like fucking giant or something?
Apparently. Apparently he's hung for a gothic elf. Who
well,
knew?
He is like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. Well hung gothic elves make me giggle. Yeah, typo negative.
Oh. I guess I'm supposed to discuss. I saw a typo negative when I was in college.
Ooh.
With, and he opened up for Danzig. It was a really good show. And it was like, I'd say 95, 96. Cool. And it was before Danzig went industrial, but he was still pretty metal. And he was like, he was pretty ripped. And he came out. You know, it was like a really good metal concert. It was like metal heads everywhere. And there was this one guy in the mosh pit who he kind of wanted to be Danzig, and he had armbands on, like black metal armbands. Not like metal, but
like heavy metal.
Leather, yeah, heavy metal.
Did they have spikes on them or something?
I don't think they had spikes. Oh. He had like all black on and like biker boots.
That's kind of how I dress.
And he had like an Elvis haircut with like giant sideburns. He looked like Danzig, except he was like 8 feet tall.
And Danzig's tiny.
Yeah, Danzig's like 4 feet.
Another elf.
And he was standing at the edge of the mosh pit, and like everyone would be in there like doing their kicks and punches and stuff, and he was staying at the edge, and like anytime anyone went near him, he'd grab them and like and grab both, he'd grab their back with both of his arms and literally he would throw them across the pit like they were a shelf or something.
Wasn't he singing too?
Yeah, he was singing along with all the songs Danzig had. She'd be like, "Mother!" And he'd be up there, like, doing the motions and stuff, like he was singing along with them. And all these people were like, "Hey, go run into the Danzig wannabe." And they'd go up to him and like, try to run into him and knock him over, and, like, he'd get all mad. And then he'd, like, punch him or he'd throw him across the room.
Wow.
It was awesome.
He sounds like the boss of a video game or something.
I didn't go near him because he'd probably like smash me in the face. So that was a pretty fun concert.
Sounds like it. Damn,
that's quite the only lineup. Concerts I ever really liked were metal shows because they were real intense and I could get like physical with people.
Ooh.
One time, me and my friend Steve. He's like this. He's this portly kind of guy.
Oh, Steve.
We were pretty drunk. This is when I lived in Pittsburgh, and he had this bottle of absinthe. Well, that was after the show. We drank the absinthe, but we were pretty drunk. And we went and this guy. We were at this club called Club Laga in Oakland, which is a part of Pittsburgh, and upstairs, Cannibal Corpse was playing. Upstairs, so we're like, "Hey, how much is the Cannibal Corpse show?" To this one dude, and he's like, "Oh, just go up the back stairwell. Show's almost over. I think you can get in for free by now." And so me and Steve went up the back stairwell and got in. Caught probably 10 Cannibal Corpse songs.
Nice.
And Steve was. I was just wearing like a t-shirt and some jeans, like a white t-shirt and some jeans or whatever. I stood out pretty good, but Steve stood out a lot worse. He was wearing like this ugly Hawaiian shirt with like a dartboard on it on the back.
Oh boy.
And we kept going into the mosh pit, and everyone in there just like hammering us. We stood out like a sore thumb because everyone in there had black on.
They're probably like yuppies.
But we're just like, "Hey, let's go in the mosh pit."
Yeah.
It's like they're just like hitting us. It's pretty fun. Cannibal Corpse is fun. The guy can't even talk because he's been growling since like 1983.
This next one is called Death Hammer Fist.
The songs all have like ridiculous titles.
Wait, what's the song that everyone loves?
Fucked with a Knife? Oh, I didn't just say that. That is a song by them, though.
It's called something Hammer something or other.
Naturally.
Alright. I can't think of it.
When I was younger, I used to have a theory that metal bands can easily, that lead singers can easily be supplemented by angry Rottweilers and bears. What do you think?
Roar!
But now I know better. I know it takes more than just growling.
I try to growl like I've tried to do it. And after about 2 minutes, I can't do it anymore. I lost my voice. And a lot of those death metal guys, they can't talk anymore because their voice is like wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, the lead singer can't even talk. He's just like, ugh!
If I talk like a certain metal guy, can you guess who it is?
Mm-mm.
I'm in the face of death!
I don't know.
Go to the moon. It's either Schmeagol or Danny Filth.
Yeah.
Cradle of Filth. I once cut all of my hair off. My hair was grown down to like almost my waist. And it was really long, and I have really curly black hair. And my friend told me I had Cradle of Filth hair. So I cut it all off. Oh, is that an ambulance? Uh-oh. To speak of the devil. Whoa.
Yes.
And who is this?
This is a band called General Surgery.
Look at their faces. The one guy looks like Andrew W.K., and the other one looks like this fat guy with a beard. And they're wearing ties. That's metal. Headbang. Whoa.
I like the double yells.
Yeah. Who's the second yell? Is it the fat guy, I think? I hope so. Yeah, I would get sick if I were a death metal singer. Gotta give those guys credit. Probably have no throats.
So that was General Surgery. Ambulance Chaser is the name of that, if you really gave a shit.
Nice. We love music here, don't we?
Sometimes we like it.
Yeah. I've noticed, listening back on some of the old podcasts, we tend to talk about butt rock a lot. We hate butt rock. Hate it. But we talk about it a lot. It's like fucking fascinating or something. It elicits such a response in me. I don't know about you, but I'll be in the room like doing something boring, like folding something or I don't know what, and I'll hear a song on the radio and the guy's like, "You should hate my guts." And I just get so mad. I want to hate them. They're either like singing how you should hate them, or they're singing about how awesome they are. Like, I'm a rock star. What do you think?
You pretty much said it.
Yeah. Fucking butt rock. Didn't you say you heard a Nickelback song in the company car the other day?
Yeah, they weren't really doing the butt rock. Ham thing. But they were kind of like yelling, like, "Gabe, I'm doing fast cars! I'm doing fast cars!"
Ben made up a butt rock song lyric the other day. What was it? "The tighter my pants are, the hotter the girls get."
Something like that. I only had one line, I know. So it wasn't really a song.
Yeah, and you're not following the formula. The formula for Butt Rock is they always start the song with a really deep line, like, back when I was a child, or whatever.
I think we covered this before.
Yeah, we did. So yeah, Butt Rock, yay. Some things never change. One thing that has changed is our location. We are coming to you from a new location.
It's been like almost 4 months since the last time we had any sort of podcast.
Yeah, we're bad podcasters. Naughty. So yeah, Ben here bought a house in the same city, just not too far from the last house, but he owns this piece of property and he has more than one bedroom to call his own, unlike before it's like one bedroom. Yay, you know. Now he owns it and I live here too and it's cool. You like it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. He has a little studio. We're in his studio right now and he does his DJing and it's really cool because it's kind of detached from the house so it doesn't really bother the neighbors. So that's good. I wish he would blast it louder so I can hear it, but, you know, we got to think about the neighbors. Even though they're screaming children, don't think about us.
Well, it's a duplex, and I share it with an old lady who I think is a hoarder.
And a devout Christian.
Well, I didn't hear that, but you told me you heard something.
Yeah, I heard some Hallelujah Jesus music through the wall. It was so loud. All I had to do was put up my ear and I heard like, Jesus, Jesus, yeah, or whatever. You know how you get that feeling? Like you'll hear a song and you're like, oh, this isn't bad. And then like you listen to the lyrics and they're like, his love can divide you and put you, or whatever. I don't know, Jesus stuff. Hold your hands out to the water. Amen.
I'm in.
I always used to think they were saying that in church. I'm in. Amen. Yeah, we're two different religions here. Well, we're both Christian. Well, we're not really anything anymore, but Ben was Presbyterian and I was Catholic.
You're still Christian.
Yeah.
Just
different animal. Emphasis on animal. No, I'm kidding. Talking shit. Can't knock the hustle. Can't knock it. Oh, man. So, yeah, Ben, your new house. Beauty, beauty. So, yeah, this new house of ours, it's very cool, but I think it's haunted.
Yeah, I've only witnessed it a few times. It's mostly been Amherst. It's been hearing stuff.
Yep. I'm glad he heard some because I thought I was going, you know, crazy for realsies here.
So what do you hear?
Knocking. I don't want to do it because it might, like, disturb the mic, but it's like, knock, 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 knock. Yeah, like that. Like, it's very deliberate. You know how when a house is shifting, and it will make a noise. But this is on purpose. And then you'll see things out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, what? But you try to ignore it. I don't know. I ignore it anyway. We'll see.
I've never seen anything. Didn't you? What did you say you saw in the living room or something?
I saw something run across the room.
It was a little kid or something?
Something. Or a pair of legs. Maybe I was thinking of Silent Hill.
I tried to get out of her what the hell it was. She's like, it was legs. I'm like, well, was there a torso attached? I don't know. How do you not know?
Because it ran really fast. It looked actually like something hunched over and running like, whew, across.
So
and then,
it did have something attached.
I don't know. But it was flesh-colored. It could have been like...
Wait, it was naked?
Yeah.
A naked ghost?
Yeah. Perverts. I would have a naked ghost haunting me, wouldn't I? Ooh. Jesus. Cheese and rice. So yeah, hauntings and stuff. Recently we had Halloween.
Yeah, when I moved out of Fat Livin'.
The last house.
Which is the nickname for my old house that my ex-roommates called it for whatever reason. It's kind of a cool name for a bachelor pad, I guess.
Yeah.
what's going on at Fat Living, yo?
What?
That was an imitation of my roommate. And he, I don't know, both of us had a feeling of dread by the end of living, well, yeah. By the end of me living there.
Yeah.
Amherst now lives with me in my new house, but, yeah, it was pretty dreadful. I think whatever malevolence was there.
Definitely more evil over there than it is here. Even if there is something, I don't sense that it's like.
Yeah, I got a really big attic, but it's kind of creepy attic.
Hellraiser style, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the attic from the Hellraiser, pretty much.
Great.
I'm getting a roof vent put in tomorrow, actually. Good. So I'm spending $750 on, well, yeah.
House stuff.
Yeah. That'll be a tax credit, though. Yeah. So I'm getting a pretty good tax credit back because of the Obama tax credit thing. So that'll be nice when I get that.
One thing I should probably tell them is, tell you guys, is that I'm no longer disabled. Because, as you know, before, I had a bad car accident, broke stuff. Don't ever, ever, ever break your heel bone. Trust me. You will go through hell. So, yeah, that's all fixed. And I have a job now. Yay! Ben's happy about that. Because I live here and I help pay.
Yeah. I was getting worried that I'd never get any money from you.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
He was about to sell my organs or sell me, you know.
It's like, give me money.
Trafficking a 29-year-old woman wouldn't be as easy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They'd be like, she's old.
Well, I could just have random, like, Johns come over.
Ew, Ben, that's horrible. That's really, really wrong. Mom, if you're listening, he didn't mean it. I don't think Mom listens, but anyone else, any other relative or conservative friend that might not get the joke, he's sorry. So, yeah.
Well, that'd be a way of income.
Oh, God.
That I could do.
No, Ben.
So you better keep this job.
Are you going to sell me?
Yep. My address is 1232.
I know. 123.
Yeah, don't say the rest of it. I don't want any stalkers.
Oh. Even though it's like all our friends that listen to it. I think. There's a few strangers because I saw on like the Facebook fan page there's people that are not friends of yours or mine. And I'm like, that's what's up. But every time I see them, I think of the term, you don't know me. Like Klaus know me, and I crack myself up because I do that all the time. No one else gets the joke. Like on my Tumblr, I call in a shitty joke almost every week. Should I tell one right now?
No.
Really? Oh, I'll tell one anyway. So there's a guy who works at a Mediterranean food stand, and he pisses off one of his customers one day. Pisses him off real bad. He goes home and he's racked with guilt. He's like, God, what did I say to this person? Oh my God. Ugh, I feel awful. Get it?
Did you say, I don't get it?
This Mediterranean gyro cook.
Okay.
Hurt someone's feelings.
You didn't say that part, did you?
Or yeah,
I just
yeah.
wasn't listening. Sorry.
You weren't listening.
I never listened to her jokes.
No. Or my serious things.
Yeah, I don't listen.
No. Classic man thing.
Next.
One thing that I think is funny is a lot of stuff I find on YouTube. Once I saw this show called Split Ends on the Style Network. I don't think you'd be familiar, but don't put it on yet. Let me savor this moment. I put it on once, watched it with my mom, and there was this guy. He looks like if the Cowardly Lion had a gay baby with Fabio and Magnum P.I. with that sweet mustache, this is what will be going on there. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you David Luhan. Luhan. Whatevs.
When I'm done with you, I want you to smile because you feel like a slut. Does that sound great?
slut.
I have clients that are sugars. I have clients that are holidays. But my favorite client
is the slut.
So she is a slut now?
Isn't that
great?
Nice hair.
That was inappropriate.
Told you, he's like Fabio meets Cowardly Lion.
Even you know they're a slut, you just don't call them slut.
Slut, 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 slut.
Yeah, YouTube.
When I'm done with you.
When I'm done with you. I want you to smile because you feel like a slut.
Slut, slut, slut.
Slut. The guy said slut.
Slut, slut.
Flying slut. Layer slut, you just don't call them slut. All layer slut, you just don't call them slut. All layer slut, you just don't call them slut.
All
layer slut,
all
layer
slut.
Remix.
Slut.
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 Wow. Whew, that was funny. Another thing that's on YouTube that I enjoy is Salad Fingers. I mentioned him in an old podcast, but I was like, I can't tell you guys about him. I'm willing to come clean now. Ben, can you tell him a little bit about Salad Fingers? Ben thinks he's a molester.
That's... He looks like a pickle. He has a creepy mouth.
Rotten teeth.
Yeah, he likes spoons.
Yes.
Rusty spoons.
Rusty spoons. This is totally, like, old school. I'm sure those of you in the know are like, psh, Salad Fingers, it's so, like, 5 years ago. But those of you who don't know, get with it. Here's some Salad Fingers.
It's good. It's just creepy in general.
Yeah. Listen to him talk.
Hello. Hello. Today. I've been enjoying the pleasures.
I kind of sound like
of nettle.
A baby.
Oh, what's this rather queer-looking contraption?
You notice his one eye twitches around.
You can be called a nettle carrier.
How creepy.
There's no baby.
No. It's for the nettles.
Well, I don't like, get it. The stories don't make sense.
No. I like that guy's apron. Salad Fingers looks like someone I knew. Isn't that scary?
He doesn't like
the sound. Yeah, isn't that?
It seems nettles have made the milk drop out from inside
his teeth.
The nettles make me think happy times.
Yay.
Are those penises?
No. They do look like that, though.
Bubble trumps. Oh, bubble trumps. Oh, hello. You've picked a rather late hour to be visiting me. Have you got a name? I think... You're called Milford Cubicle. Well, why don't you come in? You can have a sit down and rest those weary legs. I'll give you a little hand.
Are you guys scared yet?
Feeling rather fatigued, Milford Cubicle.
Ew.
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Huh?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
You put him on a hook.
Meat hook.
Does he wake up?
They don't play flute, though.
They should.
No.
You should have a new version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Where he's like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Or River Dance.
A warm glass of milk. Milford Cubicle.
Milford Cubicle. I can get Salad Fingers t-shirts.
Sweet. Go to fat-pie.com. And
where's this t-shirt?
Or Google Salad Fingers, y'all. You'll enjoy it.
He's
thoroughly creepy. Whoa. Hold the phone. Was that a guy painted himself green? As Salad Fingers, I'm going to pee myself. No. Oh, no. So, yeah. Another creepy thing is clowns. I had to make a notation about clowns. I need to take a moment to talk about them. The other day on the Twitter, my friend and I were talking about the movie It, Cozy. Hey, Cozy. And she was like, it was scary. And I decided to reply to her tweet by saying, hey, kid, you want a balloon? They float. We all float down here. Because remember, fucking Tim Curry as the evil clown Pennywise was downright disturbing and scary. They don't make him as scary as that anymore. Seesaw, who gives a shit? And yeah, another thing with clowns. On Facebook, I got added by a clown. I don't think I told you this. His name is Sugar Weasel or something. And I was like, wow, he's creepy. And then I was like, let me look at his profile thing. Because I just add anyone, I don't give a shit, whatever. And apparently he's an adult escort. Adult entertainment clown. And they're like, sweet. You can rent him out for $600 an hour for like clown sex or something. It's really scary.
That's awesome.
I am afraid of clowns because when I was five, I think it was five or six, my mom threw a birthday party for me. I always had crazy themed birthday parties. And this year was like the circus. And my mom dressed like a clown. And I was crying because she was scaring me. And I was like, I want my mommy. And she said, I am your mommy. And I thought this clown ate my mom. And was like, I'm going to be your mommy forever. It was really scary. And then they gave me, I remember for that birthday, they gave me a towel with a clown on it. And the towel was as big as me. And I used to put the towel against myself and like scare people by going, chickala, 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 jumping around. I have a weird thing with clowns. They still kind of freak me out. I don't know. So yeah, clowns. Sugar Weasel. I don't know. Can't knock the hustle, though. Can't knock it. Yeah. What's Ben doing? Ben's going to Google. Ben's stuffed with love. That tickles. I'm bursting with love. I love being tickled.
I downloaded this. I got an Xbox 360 a couple months ago. Well.
Oh, they don't want to know about that.
I had a fiasco. I tried to order it online through... I won't even give them the time of day to mention their name because they pissed me off so bad. I'm still waiting. Anyway, they sent me an Xbox. It didn't work, so I sent it back. Then they sent it back to me thinking, all right, I'll get it. It is the exact same problem when they sent it back to me again. So I had this, and it cost probably almost $40 shipping.
Those things are heavy.
Yeah. So I spent $80 in shipping. I sent it back to them again. I was like, give me my money back. And they're like, okay, we'll give you your money back. And then I get an email saying, oh, we shipped your Xbox. I'm like, I said, give me my money back. So I had to get on the phone with them and scream at them. Be like, you're supposed to give me my money back. You didn't. You sent it to me. So I just sent it back again. And in the meantime, I went to Best Buy and bought an Xbox.
Yeah. Well, he should have done it in the first place. Not like he knew. Now you know not to trust a deal that's too good to be true.
Yeah.
On the interwebs.
So I'm waiting. Luckily, I screamed at him so much that I said, I want my shipping paid for. And they're like, and even in the, on the website, it says we don't pay for shipping. But since I screamed at him and yelled at him,
they
sent me a FedEx prepaid label.
Cool.
But I still have yet to get it back on my credit card. So who knows? They'll probably try to send it back to me again.
Oh, God. And it's probably the same gosh darn Xbox over and over again. They just repackage it. Let's make them think it's a new one.
I put a note inside the box explaining the situation, but they're not going to listen to me.
Yeah. It's a bunch of men working there. No. The Xbox is cool, though, because Ben has this thing now because he has Netflix. You could watch Netflix movies through the Xbox, which we have done. We do watch also real Netflix movies mailed to the house. One of the last good ones we watched was Neon Maniacs.
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
Neon Maniacs, they're like... the Neon Maniacs are like the village people of bad guys. They have every kind. There's like an Indian, a caveman, like an spaceman. Yeah, an army man. And they die in the water, isn't it? Like they start smoking because they're made of neon. And whenever they're coming, you hear...
There's a scene where the caveman neon maniac came up behind the woman and he was about to beat her, but she jumped in the pool. And then you just see him... Like, you see from her view and you see him coming up from behind her. And she jumps in the pool, and then you just see him standing there, and he lifts his arms in
shaking
the air.
Shaking his fist at the sky.
And he's shaking his fist at the sky, going, "Oh!" It's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And apparently wherever they go, they leave, like, slimy goo. They're pretty gross. And then remember, they snuck into, like, the high school dance?
Yeah, that was the best.
And it was a costume party, and someone's like, "Cool costume, bro." And it's like a neon maniac, like, "Fuck me." They don't talk, though. They just go ear, ear, and like growl and grunt.
Remember the band?
Yes! Oh my god! The band was like this guy with like a curly mullet, and his hair was black, and he had tight pants, and he had a whip. And he would go,
Whoosh! Yeah, it was like an 80s hair band.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the epitome of what you would think.
Yeah.
He's whipping his whip.
Yeah, dude's got a cat o' nine tails.
And he's going, yeah!
Yeah! Dr. Rocks, though. Another movie we just rented recently was Student Bodies. Right, Ben?
Yep.
Tell us about Student Bodies.
It's like a spoof of an 80s slasher films. But it's really retarded and... But it's got some funny parts.
Yeah.
There's the breather is the main killer.
Yes.
And he just sits there and goes, and he kept stepping in like gum, and he goes, "I'm gonna kill the kid who's put this gum in his stairs."
Yeah, he goes, "Sugarless."
Sugarless. And he'd trip or something.
And he's like always complaining. He's like, "Why do they always live upstairs?" Because he can't make it up the stairs because he's out of shape, I guess. And then there was Malvert.
Yeah.
Malvert was the fucking janitor in their school. This guy named Malvert. He was probably 6'1,000. And probably weighed 90 pounds. And he had these weird arms. Disproportionate body. Like skinny arms and legs that bend backwards.
His arms probably went down to his knees.
Yeah.
And he was the skinniest guy you could possibly be at 7 feet tall.
And he had Coke bottle glasses and a mustache and a balding head.
Yeah.
And he's like a little mental. So he talked like, "Malvert like this. Malvert, go here." And the best part was the girl, the main protagonist, was like trying to find the killer. And then she goes to the school basement and Malvert's there. And he goes, Malvert have big problem, and he reaches in his pants, and you think he's gonna, like, whip out his you-know-what, and he pulls out a crossword puzzle, excuse me, from his crotch. I can't handle myself right now. And he goes, need answer for here, and she goes, creep! And he's like, great! And I guess creep was the word that he was looking for. What else about Malvert, Ben?
I'm pretty sure he had no real joints because his knees, like he's dancing on the dance floor at the school dance, and he had a blow up doll for the girl,
yes,
for his girlfriend, and he was like dancing with the blow up doll, and his knees, they, you know, knees normally bend one way, but then it would bend the other way too. And he kept doing that, and his arms were doing it too.
Like that movie, The Arrival.
He's like the weirdest. He's like Elastic Man or something.
Yeah,
there had to be some weird condition because I couldn't believe. I was like, his legs are bending both ways.
Yeah, I like when he was at the football game with his blow up doll lady, and then she floats away like a balloon.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Slut! All women leave Malvert," and he starts crying. Malvert rules. Go see Student Bodies. Rent it from Netflix or Blockbuster.
You can't really see it anywhere.
Yeah.
You have to rent it.
It's not available on Blu-ray, yeah. Some things just aren't. So I have this friend, Naima. She's really cool. She lives in New Jersey, 15 minutes outside of Philly. And she likes to send me weird ringtones. One of them, the first one I think was this. Oh, wait. You're doing it wrong, Amorous. I said it as a ringtone. I didn't play it. My sweet little fake BlackBerry of a phone. Here we go. She sent me a cat. Yeah. When that goes off, people think it's a real cat. Then there's this gem. Oops, I did it again. Oop, oh, hey, I totally quoted Britney. Stop! Oops, I did it again.
Message. Gross.
Okay.
Message. Message, hoe. Message, bitch. I said you got a message. Look, I don't have time to be sitting here arguing with your flat ass thing, hoe girl. You better take your messages.
It's all fuck you. And then.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
Message you! Message!
This one, too. This I thought was another one with a cat, but it's not. Let me see. I think it's a baby. I'd rather have Charlie Bit Me as a ringtone.
I never heard this one.
And then, finally, she sent me some, like, weird electro song about how Lindsay Lohan does a lot of coke.
Ladies have mental and disabled. We have a problem. Lindsay Lohan loves her some nose candy.
I don't understand. Thank you, Naima, though. You're awesome. You are what awesome is made of. I mean that. But right now I just keep either Jay-Z or Billy Ocean as my ringtone. We've discussed our ringtones before, so. Ben's ringtone of that song Limb by Limb by Cuddy Ranks almost caused a little neighborly squabble at my best friend's house. She heard Ben's phone going off with the ringtone that goes Limb by Limb, you know that song, and she thought it was people yelling outside. She was about to raise hell. So, yeah. Oh, boy. But yeah, that one with the kid. Ah, yeah, yoopy. Kids are fun, huh? We went out to eat the other day, and there was a kid screaming the whole time, and Ben was like, oh, my God. Kid was making weird noises. What was he doing?
Yeah.
And he was like banging on the table, like. I don't
know. What was
here,
the thing that Nate told us about? The other day.
Something about everyone sitting on someone else's hand spinning?
Yeah. Oh, there was one thing. My coworker Nate, it was his first day on the job, and my dad was looking for me, and I took his car or something like that, and he didn't know I took it or whatever, and he was looking, screaming at everyone like he always does, and it was Nate came, this is the first time he saw Nate, and he goes to Nate, he's like, "Where's Ben? Where is he? Where's Ben?" And Amherst. Where was I?
You were talking about your dad asking Nate, where were you?
Where's Ben? Where's Ben? Where is he?
And Nate says, "I don't know who that is." Because he was new.
Yeah, and my dad goes, "You don't know shit."
And didn't he say, "No one here knows anything"?
Yeah, no one here knows anything. Nate's just like, "Okay. Who's this asshole?"
Oh, you don't know shit. That's funny. Well, play another song, shall we?
Which one?
Well, we're not going to play Mother because you already talked about Danzig.
This one?
Sure. This is a remix of Love Like a Sunset by Phoenix, and it is remixed by Deacon from Animal Collective, the member who is currently not present in their latest incarnation, but he's still present behind the scenes. Miss you so much, Deacon. I really did.
Wait,
so.
He's remixing their stuff, but he's not in the band?
He's remixing other people's stuff.
This is it says Animal Collective Remix. Right,
yeah,
there.
But it's by the band Phoenix, see?
Is this before he got kicked out?
After. I don't think he got kicked out. Like, he'll show up again, I'm sure. They're just all electronic right now, and he does the guitar live, I think. I like this song.
Doesn't sound like he's doing guitar here.
No, because he's just remixing.
So Twiddling he doesn't knobs. Just do guitar then?
Huh?
He doesn't just do guitar then?
No, but I don't know. No. You like this?
It's great.
Ben doesn't like anything. Not that, but he's stuck in his musical ways.
I like it.
He likes what he likes. I love it.
It's better than most of your stuff. Mm. You didn't hear that, did you?
No, just say it's better than most cranky light or something like that.
It says it's better than most of your stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll admit, I'll be the first to admit some of the music I like is really not crowd friendly. Like, they must think I'm nuts at work. Sometimes they look at me. And they're like, what the hell?
suspicious, me too.
Soundscape and a half. Jesus Christ. Some of the other stuff he remixed isn't as good. Like, he did that remix of Zero by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Eh. But this? Mm. 5-star blue ribbon. I hope that you guys liked it too. If you did like it, or if you just want to talk to us, if you have something on your mind, we can be reached at freeamorouspodcast@gmail.com. I still haven't gotten any emails on that.
Did you look?
Yes. It's still the thing, like, welcome to Gmail. I'm like, this sucks. But we do get, like, the occasional comment on the Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, look for Freeamorous and the Fanus. Yeah. There I go saying the same shit all the time. And in the past podcast, Ben was making fun of me saying I go, yeah, yeah, a lot. What else do I say a lot? Gross.
Yeah, you haven't really said that.
Oh, I could talk about gross things. Gross, people. Gross. That guy who's a clown sexual escort. Gross. Clowns. Why?
We Ooh. Went as wicked clowns for Halloween.
Yeah, we went as juggalos for Halloween. Not many people got it, but... And then the next night, Ben went as a crazy exercise instructor, and I went as Slash from GNR. Yeah. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, I got a... There's a video that Patrick took of me dancing, but... He never put it up.
No.
I'm waiting for it. It's pretty epic.
Mm-hmm. And then they said when I walked in the room, they were like, holy shit, because I made my hair as big as possible. I have really curly hair. I made it even curlier and crazy and Slash-like, and I got a top hat and little glasses and a fake nose ring, and I wore black leggings and a t-shirt and a flannel shirt, and I had a fake cigarette, and I just walked in the room like I was tough Slash. And people were like, oh my god. It was cool till my Slash hair started wilting. It was like Cinderella, you know? Her slippers or whatever just... Oh no, her carriage turns into a pumpkin. My hair turned fucking flat when it was curly. But yet when it's flat, it turns curly. That's another song there, dear.
Oh. How Mala much... Mala?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Mala-mare? What is that, Millimimer?
It was another song I was going to play, but I'm not going to play it. Because I couldn't find it on YouTube, so.
Millie a Millie.
But I'm not ready to play a Millie a Millie. Hip hop, yo. You know who has a bad rap song? Crispin Glover.
What about Macho Man's rap
song? Oh my god, yes. And Dee Dee Ramone is a rapper too. Everyone's a fucking rapper. Macho Man is crazy. You should pull up Macho Man in another YouTube thing. I know we like to set things up ahead of time, but we're going rogue here. Get it. Going rogue. Gotcha. Fucking Sarah Palin.
YouTube. Is it good audio? What are them one dudes?
The Bushwhackers. Cousin Luke. The Bolsheviks. Yay! That's all I understand. And the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. I love how none of this makes sense. We're probably like a Family Guy episode. Heavens forbid. Heavens fucking forbid. Family Guy. No offense to those of you that like it. I know pretty much everyone else in the world does. I don't. And neither does Ben. Here are the Bushwhackers.
Get old, Cousin Luke!
It's not very loud.
No. Yeah. Looks like they're gonna kiss.
The one guy has like one tooth. All right.
That's funny. You know what I want to do? I want to talk backwards. Like the midget in Twin Peaks. Talk backwards, but yet forwards the way he does, you know? This is a Formica table. Green is its color. Your favorite gum will come back in style. Did I peek? I'm just gonna fucking whisper next time. I'm just gonna fucking whisper. That's it.
Just don't scream, that's all.
That's not even screaming. It's ruining my hustle, the thing. It never used to do that. I've talked louder on past ones.
Oh.
And it didn't even sound bad.
I just have it up too high, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't, it's not very loud looking, that's all. I guess I could always turn it up later.
How much time do we have?
Well, as much as we want. But it's up to a minute, or a minute, an hour now.
That has just been 1 minute with spanning time.
Oh, we don't have anything left. I'm sure we do, but we never...
No, that's pretty much everything. Let me check my phone. Ooh, one thing we could talk about that I forgot to write down. Spitting. The guy in the highway. Guys spit. Men folk, they all spit, it seems. I don't know why. Even like the really nice, polite ones are like, puh, on the ground. It's a phenomenon. I don't know why you do it. I'm not saying gross, whatever. It's your thing. Guys are guys. But we were in the car once, and we saw this guy who looked kind of like a very thin Dr. Phil. And he spit out of his window, and you could see every little drool particle falling out. And... he didn't notice that we noticed, and it was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, I think he did notice.
Oh, no. Yeah, because we were pointing and laughing. That didn't make it better.
Yeah, my brother, when he was young, used to get these giant loogies,
yeah,
like his whole mouth, and he'd sit in the front porch, and he'd just go... And this like giant puddle of spit, and it was so gross.
Get that boy a spittoon.
I was like, Nick! What is... No, it was just disgusting, and I'd beat him up for it and stuff. He's like, don't do that! That's fucking gross! And finally, he stopped doing it, but... Yeah. And I've spit out the car window, and it's missed. Or, like, I had my window part way up, and it, like, hits the window, and you're sitting there cleaning
it. Or it hits you. Yeah. I think I've seen it hit you. You're like, oh, wiping your mouth. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh.
The worst one was you had spit in the drain of a sink, and I didn't know you did, and I was like, let me clean the sink. And then I was like, what is this? And I grab it. It's so gross. It's so gross. I grabbed this thing, and it was a fucking loogie. And I was like, what is this? What is it? What is it? I thought it was, like, soap. And I'm like, oh, so gross. And, like, I run away, grossed out. So this is a loogie, and I was touching it. Yeah.
I think we're done.
I think we are, too. Let's end with a little Kate Bush, shall we? There's been so much harshness in this, so much metal. We gotta end with something whimsical and pretty.
Do we have to?
Yes. You're gonna think this is horrible. Our neighbor probably hates it because I was like playing it for a while. Make sure it's loud. You've probably
she looks
heard
pretty
this.
80s.
My jam, yeah. I gotta see what you think of this.
What the fuck?
I love her dancing in this interpretive dancing. This woman is a wizard.
What year is this?
Probably like are they early 80s? Look at her face. She's
she
totally
on the,
animated.
Is this on the radio or anything?
I don't think so. At least not here.
Is she British or something?
Mm-hmm. She did a song with Peter Gabriel.
What was he thinking?
She's great. Kate Bush is bomb.
Were concerts set up?
I don't know.
Oh. She looks like a beat, like a...
Maybe she's in our attic.
She's a freak.
She sure likes to do cartwheel. They should make a Kate Bush exercise video. If you do this enough, because my friend and I tried dancing like Morrissey, and that was actually burning some calories. If you really get into it, Morrissizing.
Did you have flowers?
We wanted to. We wanted to make like a whole Morrissizing video, but that never happened. And the friend doesn't talk to me anymore. It was a good idea while it was there. Morrissizing. And then when you start off the class, because you're chubby, when you start Morrissizing, you're the one from the battery. That would work. Stephen Morrison. Enough about Stephen Morrison. About Kate Bush. I can't even sing with her. I won't even try. Ben's yawning and falling asleep to Kate Bush. Look at her face!
Well, the audience can't see. No. Kind of pointless to describe it.
She has a very animated face.
Ugh. I'm glad that's it. Do you have this on your iPod?
I do.
Does she have other songs?
Oh, a ton of them.
Are they all like this?
No. They're better.
What would this genre be?
I don't know. Pop? Hey, it's better than Lady Gaga. Ra ra, oh mama, Gaga, oh la la, Gaga, la la la, ba ra ba ra ma. Fucking Lady Gaga. So yeah, guys, that was our episode, and we want to thank you all for listening. I would go through my Facebook list of fans again, but I noticed that I would like say people's names, and then the people that I know better or am I good friends with, I'd be like, hey, and then like blah 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 blah, hey you blah blah blah, you know, like, so let's just thank a select few our fellow
Do
musicians.
You have a list?
No, but think of people off the top of your head.
I don't know.
Musician friends, DJs.
I don't know who the hell listens. Look at it. Aww. You're the one that looks.
Hi Naima. Hi Jonas. Who else? Nick? Hi, Nick.
Does he listen?
I think so. I think your brother listens. Nick Spence's brother.
Hi, everyone. Yes. How about that?
Hi, everyone. Hello, everyone in Tumblr. Tumblr is my heart.
Tumblr. So, is Tumblr the new Facebook?
I think think so, because Facebook is good if you like high school reunions.
Yeah. That's
good for pretty me. Much.
I'm mad that MySpace is dead.
Yeah.
I liked it better than Facebook. I still do, but it's a wasteland.
Yeah, no one goes in anymore. Now it's like all Facebook, like, hey friend, I haven't talked to you since 10th grade. Let's be BFF. No, that's okay, but whatever. No, I don't mean that. Some of the people are cool. But like some of the randoms.
I've given up on the social networking sites, I think.
I like Twitter. As we can all tell, I like tweeting when I drink. I'm like, LOL, drunk. That's why that shit is private, because I have a job now. I don't need them seeing me being like, oh my god, I'm going to make out with a beer can right now. Get inside of me, or whatever. Gross, gross stuff. But I have my Twitter friends.
I make out with hot dogs.
Yes. Ben watched Mean Girls last night. That's a Mean Girl thing. Gotta love it. Is your muffin buttered? Would you like me to assign someone to butter your muffin? Muffin. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Alright.
Love you guys. Y'all are my Rushmore. Ben likes you too. Laters.
Bye.
Peace.